Alive, come alive, come alive.
WMFO on Medford. It is 7:04 a.m.
Hello.
Hi.
This is WMFO on Medford soil. It is 7:06. You're listening to Ladies and Clocks. My name's Nina.
I'm Emma. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing really well.
I was asking our audience.
Oh, okay. Well, they can't answer back, so I stand by what I said. That's fine.
What song did we just hear?
We just heard the song Love on Top by Beyonce from the album 4.
And why did we hear that?
Because the theme this week is the fourth dimension.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah. Did you not get it?
No.
Oh, really? I thought you were just pretending.
No, I really didn't get it.
That's fair. Cool. Yeah. Well, anyway, that's a song that's fun. And I don't know what the fourth dimension is, so we're going to try to figure it out.
Yeah.
I honestly have no idea.
That was a really nice introduction, I think, to our show.
Thank you. Would you like to play a song?
Sure. Perhaps I can do that.
Two.
Okay. Ready, set, go.
Nice.
Now I have the time of my life. No, I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear it's a truth, and I owe it all to you.
Cause I
I never felt
today.
You say our love is over, that you have found another, and you say you're going away.
Yeah,
still here.
It's us on air. So we heard some songs.
What were they?
The first one was "I've Had the Time of My Life" by Bill Medley and Jennifer Warnes. And that one is from the movie Dirty Dancing. And I really like that song because I like the movie. It's like, it's one of my favorites. I don't know if I should admit that out loud.
No, you just did.
One of my favorite like rom-com types. Anyway. I chose it because I really just thought the fourth dimension was just straight up time. That's like all I thought it was. Now I've realized that I'm super wrong about like the complexity of that, but the time of my life is that's what I'm living.
Yeah, that's true.
So
that's nice.
That's why I chose that. The second song we heard was "Put It Off Until Tomorrow" by Dolly Parton and Porter Wagoner. And I chose that one because with time, I have two parts to this. Put It Off Until Tomorrow, like, I always procrastinate, you know? And okay. I feel like having extra time would just be incredibly helpful, you know? Like, if my superpower, if I had one, it would be to be able to stop time for a while. And ooh. I feel like that fits in with the fourth dimension, because I feel like if time isn't really, like, linear and everything,
yeah.
Then, like, going back or, like, using a time-turner type thing, like in Harry Potter, something along those lines, I feel like would just be super helpful for my life.
Do you... Okay. I have some questions.
Yeah, and also, I have answers. So,
great, I need them. Yeah, this is going to be a fun hour where I just portray how little I understand the fourth dimension. So the internet told us that the fourth dimension is like space beyond volume and then also nonlinear time is like how we are understanding the definition that has some big words in it. So my question is, if you are using a time turner or like somehow like you're stopping time because it's your power or you're procrastinating even in like a fun like real life fourth dimension, maybe that's wrong. Like, maybe that's not something you can say. But are you automatically entering the fourth dimension when you manipulate time in that way?
Aren't we already in the fourth dimension?
Oh, is the fourth dimension real?
It's too early for
this. I don't know.
Wait, actually, is it real?
I'm gonna ask this.
Is the fourth dimension real? I think it...
Oh, wait, okay. That's the second most searched thing, so I feel pretty validated that
okay.
people have...
Okay. So, like, when I think of, like, sort of Twilight Zone stuff, like, things start to happen in the folds, like, once you find the fourth dimension.
Things start to happen in the folds. That was poetic. Continue.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But the problem is that I don't actually know, like, then if we're not in the fourth dimension, what the heck are we in? Is time even
the
moving?
Third dimension.
But, like,
isn't
yes.
Is 3D, like, normal?
Yeah, that's, like, us, like...
Emma's touching her arm just to be sure.
But the fourth, like, there's more than just our bodies. Like, we're moving in time, you know? I think that that's what the fourth dimension is. I just know some physics major or something is going to listen and just be like,
yeah, I think we're
these
like
people are really, really just silly.
See, was Emma's idea, everyone. Just
whoa,
so you know.
Throwing me under the bus. It's because I wanted to explore what it was in our own way with music.
I think that's great.
Maybe it's the best way to learn.
Yeah, and you've already put Dolly Parton on the playlist for the day, so you're doing a great job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
Maybe someone will call and correct us. That's
please,
fine.
Listeners.
Honestly, we want to understand.
We're just so confused. It's like 7:17 a.m.
Exactly
on this fine Tuesday morning, and I'm confused.
Yeah, we're really confused.
Do you want to play some more tunes?
Yeah,
let's explore it a little bit more.
Yeah, my confusion.
Here you go.
Ready when you are.
Bye.
Kinderhook Creek, buried in sand. Let's pretend it's a day on the beach. My brother's is pulled under, swept away by the strength of the stream. Though you pulled me from a well, it's like the drowning stayed in my place, and an empty part of the water contains a new kind of space. When it seemed like my heart was a candle, when it seemed like my heart was a moon, our stomachs had never been closer, but I was 10,000 miles from you. And the good things were made of a burning, and the good things were made like a tide.
I will not remember
It is
WMFO
in
Medford. Sorry, that was mean. WMFO on Medford, 726. We're using clocks.
I messed up, okay.
You did such a good job. Are you kidding?
It was 7:02 and I had to go.
You did really well.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Want to talk about those tunes?
You know I do. Tune one was by Bellows called Lost in Space from the album Blue Breath. A song that I like in thinking about my confusion in reference to the fourth dimension. Like, what is it? Space, time, it exists, I don't know. I honestly feel like I understand none of it. I was gonna say 100 of nothing, like 100%, but then I realized that's the opposite of what I meant. Okay, killing it. Thank you.
Stretching this out so I can lean back in my chair.
That's awesome, you look really comfortable and cool. Yeah, lost in space, because like, if there's an extra dimension of space, I don't even know. I feel lost. It might be about space. The other song we heard is called Natural Law, and that's by Frazee Ford. Because I feel like, so making this playlist, I like kind of thought the fourth dimension was like an idea or like a theory, like a conceptual space-time situation, rather than like maybe a real one. I'm realizing I don't know. I think I've made it clear that I don't know what I'm talking about, so we're going to move on. But I would like natural law of three dimensions, because that's how many there really are in nature, but maybe that's wrong. So that was my thought process there. I also just like that song.
Yeah, I like it too. Mm-hmm. For me, space already, like just thinking about beyond the Earth, I can't think about it for more than 10 seconds without my brain just like turning off. It like really hurts my brain.
Yeah.
Because I'm just obviously a very narrow-minded like person that I can't think about that for too long, but I just like can't think about the fourth dimension for too long without my brain just being like no, and I just like get like to this barrier and my brain just like too much.
Wow, we really set ourselves up for success with this one.
Well, I sort of thought that by like exploring it we'd like figure it out.
I think
between the two of us I thought we'd know.
Yeah, well, that was,
does anyone know?
I think probably people know. Wow, okay. I'm looking at, like, you know how you look on, like, answer websites and then there's, like, related questions and they list more? I asked, is the fourth dimension real? And didn't necessarily get a clear answer. Someone said no, and this person is a physics grad student, so it says no, there are no direct observations of a fourth spatial dimension. But
yeah, it's not
spatial
space.
Versus time?
It's time.
Okay. Also, though, then there are a lot of related questions, including, do memories exist in another dimension? Which is just, like, too much for me to think about right now.
Well, then you start to get into, like, are we living our lives or are we in the Matrix? Like, is the fourth...
Oh, my gosh. We need to turn this off.
Is the fourth dimension that, like, we're being controlled by people and we're in dreams right now?
Maybe.
How did dreams fit into the fourth dimension? That's not real space, but is it?
I don't know. That's a good question, though, Emma.
I'm sorry, guys. I shouldn't have brought this into the world, this theme.
We're here. We've got another 31 minutes, so stick with us for more of this.
Now that we've just, like, said so many wise, wisdom-y things, would you like to give a little public service announcement?
I would love to. This is...
stay safe.
Yeah, taking it back to, like, concrete things. Or actually, still relying on, like... Never mind. I'm just going to... Okay. Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common? They're all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds and flu. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more... on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click Your Health First. This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society and WMFO, Tufts Educational Radio.
Ooh,
and
that is important stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wash those hands. Get that soap.
All that. Do that stuff. Mm-hmm. Do you want to play a song?
I would love to.
I really want you to.
Here we go.
Everybody wants to be loved every once in a while. We all need someone to hold on to, just like a helpless child. Yeah. Can you whisper in my ear? Let me know it's alright. It's been a everything is nothing when you throw it away. Yeah. Then you look in my eyes and I have it all once again. It's been a long time coming down this road, and now
Ladies and Clogs, WMFO in Medford.
Our radio show.
It's us.
Hello.
Hi.
What songs did we just hear, Emma?
The first one we heard was As Needed by Beirut. And let me connect this one to our theme. It's that I always need more time. So I wish I could just take it as needed. That's it. This was really me just like choosing that time was a fourth dimension and
that's
not even
so
checking
fair.
Anything and just really
not
saying
even
like
checking.
Just like, yep, it's time.
That's cool.
So maybe it's a little needed that I study more at this topic.
Whatever.
The other song we heard was called A Long Time Coming by Oliver James. And it's from the What a Girl Wants soundtrack.
Such
yeah, I did. Their love just took a long time. It's a journey, and I think that time doesn't just necessarily have to be a number. It can also be about the experience of the journey and how like long it takes you to get somewhere is special.
I'm sorry, I was gonna respond and then I just laughed. That sounded way meaner than I meant it to be.
Whoa.
I was just saying what happened. I love that. Great. Excellent.
Yeah,
appreciate that thought process.
I'm on a journey to fall in love with the boy named Oliver James, who was the artist of that song, maybe.
Okay, cool. His name's Oliver, not Ed.
Sorry. Oh, just wait. I'm really, it's, my name starts with an E, and I really like the idea of, like, finding love with someone who also has an E name. That's why that's coming up now.
Last night we were brainstorming E names.
There aren't that many.
Yeah, it devolved into just E words.
Mm-hmm.
Emma and Dive, together forever.
Yeah.
I think that's true happening. Romance. It's been a long time coming, but the journey was great.
Okay, play a tune.
On that note, ready when you are.
Go.
When I lost my way, never found my way. I never returned. What I found in you was a magnitude. I never returned. You pressed me down on the mattress, and you cast both of my eyes. Said if you can't see what I see in you, then you must be blind. You must be blind. You must be blind. We are guardians of our own gods, and we're clutching at our own stars, and we're running through the pastures, through the past cars. It's a dead cause. What we're really, 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 really after is a live. What we're really, 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 really after is a live. What we really, really, really are is the truth of it. What we're really, 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 really after is a live. Never had turned, and you wrestle me down, down to the ground, and you cast both of my eyes. Said if you can't see what I see in you, then you must be blind. 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 We are guardians of our own eyes, and we're clutching at our own stars, and we're running through the pastures, through the past times. It's a dead calm. Really, 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 really after is a myth. What we're really, really, really are is the truth of it. What we're really, 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 really after is a myth.
Welcome back to Ladies and Clocks.
WMFO.
And to the morning.
The fourth dimension.
7:49 a.m.
Fourth dimensions.
Still.
Yeah, I don't know.
What
song? I don't know.
Yeah, what songs did we hear?
The first song we heard was by Janelle Monáe. It's called Many Moons. And that is a song that I like, I think. Basically, this was a song I wrote a decently long paper about how queer this song is for one of my classes this past semester.
Mm-hmm.
And Janelle Monáe is really interesting as a human being, and a lot of her, or most of her music, follows this, like, essentially storyline taking place in this, like, future world of Metropolis, where there are, like, robots and androids.
That's
and,
so
like,
cool.
Humans and, like, magic and, like, time travel and space travel and stuff like that. And so I was like, if there's a fourth dimension somewhere, it's probably Janelle Monáe's fantasy art world.
That's so cool.
She's really, really cool. Man, I could talk about that for a long time. There's a lot going on in the song. It's really interesting.
Yeah.
Also, I like it. And feels, like, magical and science fiction-y. In the same way that the fourth dimension does to me, in that I totally don't understand it, and it's exciting. The other song we heard was by Shira, I think. Pretty sure that's... Just gonna read the word. Shira. Called Myth. And I also like that song. And I also... This was, again, in the time of my life, aka last night, when I thought that the fourth dimension was, like, a theory and or a myth. Maybe it's real. Still unclear on that one. But this was, like... I think it's just, like, a thought that someone had. Conceptual thing rather than tangible thing. But, like, what is real? So, like, that's another question.
What if we're all just thoughts?
Oh, this is honestly, like, so much. Exactly.
Wow. How?
Yeah. So I don't have answers, but the, yeah.
Yeah. I like those songs, though.
Thanks. Like you.
Thanks. Should I play a song to keep going?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's roll.
I'm a mess right now, inside out, searching for a sweet surrender, but this is not the end. I can't work it out. How? Going through the motions, going through us. I've known it for the longest time, and all of my hopes, all of my words are all overwritten on the signs. When you're on my road, walking me home, 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 home. See the flame inside my eyes, it burns so bright. I wanna feel your love. This time, late last night, drinking to suppress devotion with fingers intertwined. I can't shake this feeling now. We're going through the motions, hoping you'd stop. And oh, cause you pain, you know, but all of my words were always below. All the love you spoke when you're on my road, walking me home, 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 home. See the flames inside my eyes, it burns so bright. I want.
Whoa. We're back on air, and yep. We just heard one song called I'm a Mess by Ed Sheeran. And that's how the fourth dimension really makes me feel.
Oh, that I like that connection. Nice. I was going to ask, who is Ed Sheeran to you, Emma?
Well, thank you for the segue. Ed Sheeran is just such an ideal person to me. Like, my ideal, like, life partner, maybe. Because I'm really into, like, people who write good lyrics, I think.
Okay.
And he also talks all the time about how he really likes watching movies and, like, wearing footy pajamas and, like...
Oh, and yeah, that's stuff like, that you're also interested in.
The idea.
So, we have things in common.
Hey, Ed Sheeran, if you're listening to WMFO in Medford...
Which is what this is.
At 7:56 a.m. Nice. Don't know what time it is where you are.
I don't know where you are. I'm thinking of you.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's it. To anyone else listening, I'm so sorry.
What do you mean you're welcome?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Probably.
Cool.
Great.
So I feel like we sort of, through this hour, it's almost up, had no answers.
Yeah, no, zero answers. None of them. Really none.
Disappointing.
Not entirely unexpected, but...
Yeah, maybe, like, I'll call someone up, just be like, tell me. By someone, I mean someone, like, I don't know, I'll walk around
Bill
until
Nye
I find him.
Or something? Oh.
Yeah. Can we call Bill Nye
yeah,
after this?
Yeah, I love that. Dope. Let's try to figure that out.
Cool. All right. Well, I think that's mostly it.
Yeah, maybe I do some more research and we, like, have a quick recap next week and see if I can figure anything out. Probably yeah. not.
Stay tuned for that maybe.
Yeah. We will be here next week, though.
Yeah, it's the same time.
A mess about the fourth dimension at that point.
I'll probably still be talking about cheering, so.
That's probably true.
Yeah. Alrighty. So I could close out with one more little tune.
Yep.
It's called Close yes. by Nick Jonas and yes. Tovelo. Is that how you pronounce it?
I don't know.
And I really like this song because I like it. And also, I was thinking, like, close, you need... I don't remember my connection so much to this. I was thinking that, like, maybe we should just stay close to people because the fourth dimension is really scary.
Oh, wait, that's super, super sweet and lovely.
I'm just terrified
it's
of time
really
now.
Stuff, guys. We just gotta huddle up. Come on.
Yep. So
we gotta stick together through this.
I'm gonna leave on that note. Goodbye, awesome. Everyone.
Have a great week. Day.
Oh, damn, oh, damn, oh, damn. I'm so perplexed with just one breath I'm locked in. Oh, damn, oh, damn, oh, damn. I'm so perplexed on that it's almost shocking. I know, you're scared, your heart, your mind, your soul, your body. Yeah. They won't be careful, but I guess that you don't know me. Cause if I want you, and I want you, babe, and going backwards won't ask for space. The space was just a word made up by someone who's afraid to get to. Being speechless, but now somehow my words roll off my tongue right onto your lips. Oh, I'm keeping cool while you keep smiling, saying all the things I'm thinking. Oh man, oh man, I am like you, so I won't proof on what you're feeling. Cause if I want you, and I want you, babe. And going backwards, don't ask for space. Cause space is just a word made up by someone who's afraid to get to.